Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, June 7th, and we are here to talk for an hour and a half of wrestling and other nonsense. We have the NXT prediction show, or predictions rather. We also have, we're going to talk Owen Hart, the Owen Hart tournament. We are going to talk all kinds of fun stuff. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
You want to hear a story, Rob?
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I'm on my way home from work today. And, you know, I like to walk. So I'm walking home. I walk to work and I walk home. So, like, at least four times this really, really, really handsome-ass dude passes me with a bike, like really, really fast going with a bike. Like at some point, I move past a point that he was going for, and then he, you know, drives past me again, like four times. And I'm like, that is a really, really handsome-ass dude. And I was like, after the fourth time, I told myself that if I see him once again, I'll just stop him and just, you know, start talking to the guy. And because I'm a woman of my word, Robert, there he is standing on top of his bike 30 meters from my apartment. And he's just sitting on the bike and like looking at his phone. And I'm like, I promised myself I'm going to go to talk to the guy. And I make two steps. And then he decides to shove his entire finger in his nose. I am going to die alone forever and ever because I almost broke my foot going into exactly the opposite direction of the guy. As soon as I saw him...
Yeah, that's hot.
That is the weirdest shit ever. Just do not pick your nose. Like, if you're gonna do it, just, you're allowed to do it only while you're blowing your nose in tissue just to get everything out. But like with your finger in a public place, just don't do that.
Yeah, no.
And being on this subject while I'm here and still alive, like, I'm still sleepy right now. Guys, hi. Thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. This is the best way to support us, leaving a like on the video. Hit the thumbs up. If you're feeling generous, please open up your wallet and leave a super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube, the little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement right on the air. If you're watching on other platforms and not on YouTube, you can set a Humper Chat at humperchat.com. You will also get your question or statement read on the air. Any kind of donations are extremely welcome here. Also, The most direct way to support us and the entire Fightful team is to subscribe to Fightful Select. It's the best $5 a month that you can spend. You can subscribe because there's also a free tier, and you can, you know, get a lot of headlines there, and you can see just why you should subscribe for a paid tier for Fightful Select, because you get a lot of, you know, titles there that you might want to read about on the Fightful Select. So please support us in any way you can. At the end of this video, after you watch the show, please leave a nice little comment, you know, down there. That sounded really weird, but you get what I'm saying. Please don't be perverse. So, like, you can please support us and we can start talking. We're about to have a guest, right?
Yeah, Throwback is going to join us for our NXT predictions. So we'll be talking to him. He does NXT for his channel. So he's a pretty big NXT follower. One of the bigger NXT followers that I know, other than probably Corey Brennan. But he's right up there. So he's going to be joining us.
To do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he'll be joining us shortly. When we get started for that. But I mean, we got a lot going on today with the predictions. We're going to talk, will WWE show up at a TNA's Against All Odds? Will they have a presence there? Do we see this expanding from NXT to the main roster or something like that? We'll talk about that. And again, we will discuss the Owen Hart tournament that AEW will be starting soon. And I haven't told you yet, so I'll go ahead and tell you now. I will be going to Dynamite next week, Maggie, in Des Moines, Iowa.
You're going to Des Moines?
Des Moines. Des Moines. Des Moines.
I know. I said Des Moines.
I know. I like saying it wrong because...
Well, you know, when I was a little girl and I was just finding out about Slipknot, because, like, they're from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
And because I had no idea what that is, I pronounced it Des Moines. So
that's okay.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was about. And then I found out that, you know, the nice little visitors, you know, the aliens that like to go to Iowa. And I'm like, please take me.
Yeah. Well, there'll be one ready. Alien there on Wednesday, at least.
Yeah, sure. Please say hi.
Chris Jericho. Not me. Not me. But
thanks, guys.
We do have a super chat here. Sean should follow Maggie's lead and start calling it the Fightful Select.
Thank you.
So
I'm an influencer. The Fightful Select.
By the way, if you are going to Fightful.com right now, there is an issue. You are getting that error. So they are trying to fix it. So
who's
yes, if you do see this, it is known and they are trying to fix it. So
who's they? The aliens,
people, the people in charge, the powers that be. So,
okay,
the powers that be. But let's bring on our first guest. And by the way, as we do predictions, we want to hear your predictions in the chat. So let us know who you have winning in these, and that'd be real good for us. So
you said first guest.
Yeah, we will introduce our first guest. He goes by the name Throwback. Here he is.
Honestly, I told Rob that I would wear something special for you guys, so guess what?
All right.
wearing the old
NXT hoodie. I've never seen you wearing glasses, Pat. I'm so glad you're wearing glasses right now. We're glasses crew! The spectacles!
It's funny, Rob has seen me off of when we're talking and stuff like on FaceTime, and he's like, wow, you wear glasses? I'm like, yeah.
Soupy sends us a super chat. He says he picked his nose. No. Maggie said it's not going to happen.
Oh, no. Are we starting with the puns from now? Please, guys. Hey, like, you know the puns are Sour Graps' thing.
Yeah,
okay?
It's their thing, you know, but...
Yeah, it's their thing. I will enjoy them, but, like, me not talking to a guy just because he decided to, you know, pick the brain out of his nose... Like, that is a totally different situation. So,
He
Soupy, you're the man. Blew it, I just gotta say that you're the man, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's
How
go ahead
are you, Pat?
It's just a day. To quote Vanessa Carlton, just a day, just an ordinary day.
Yeah, sure. We hate 2024 here.
Yeah, like, I know.
I really don't want my friends to join the Dark hate side. 2024 bandwagon, but like because I've been on this bandwagon ever since this year started, and it's been like I'm not enjoying this ride. But the awesome thing is that while you know we are not having the best time, the wrestling is so good that it just brings out this balance in everything. And I'm really, I don't know how to feel about that.
It for me, wrestling this year has been crazy. I was at Big Business. I was at the Worcester show with Lance Archer versus Bryan Danielson. Mm-hmm. And I will be at SmackDown on July 12th in Worcester. And I might be, key term, I'm hoping, might be on front row if that happens.
Fingers crossed.
It's been very special, especially what's been happening. I mean, it's help your personal health's no joke. I mean, I've had 3 seizures in 2 months. And before that, they speculated I've had 15 petite mals over the span since 2007. So it's like that's why like 2024 has been rough, but I'm fully excited for everything. I've got great friends with you guys. You guys checked on me and Rob checks on me and you do periodically. I do the same thing for you guys. And plus we have a long history as friends for each other. So that's the best part about it. And we don't take anything for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. So
One thing before you go, I've put the thing to bed. I've told Amanda this, I've put to bed the whole thing of Rob announcing Brody. After this point, it's not ever going to happen again because she made a point that every time I do, Rob probably cringes every time, and she's right, and I got to listen to her and stuff. So I want to apologize, Rob, for doing that.
Oh, no, it's okay. Trust me, I still think about it. So we are good to go, but let's go ahead and get started with some NXT Battleground predictions. We'll start with the 6 women's match here, six pack ladder match, rather, with the North American title. We have Sol Ruka, Lash Legend, Fallon Henley, Jada Parker, Meechan, and Kalani Jordan going at it for this. Now, our question is, who do we see winning this match? Pat,
let's start with you.
I've honestly said this, and I was talking about this last night on someone else's show. It would be perfect you need somebody to establish and Bad Blood, which I'm part of doing roundtable, part of wrestling network stuff. And he came in and suggested that it could be either Sol Ruka, or it could be someone else. But I think Mia Yim needs her time. I think this would be the perfect fit for her. And that way you establish this title for the next few months until, let's say Cora Jade comes back, you have somebody like JC Jane coming back or Gigi Dolan or something. That would make perfect sense. But I really think Mia is going to be, and I think the crazy spot is that Sol Ruka is going to do her finisher, that flipping cutter off a ladder. So that's going to be the crazy spot that people are going to talk about.
Maggie.
Well, see, I agree with Pat here about the soul snatcher from the ladder. I feel like we all agree to that. But I actually think that this will be the thing that will take out Sol Ruka as well. Because I actually see the person getting the win here to be Fallon Henley. I've adored Fallon Henley and her, her rise in NXT. Like, she's improved so much, and I've been on the same same ride with Kiana James, and now she's on the main roster. So I will put my money on Fallon Henley here. The one thing that was incredibly weird to me is that this week on NXT, Lash Legend looked Trick Williams in the eye, and she was like, "I have to you know, put all my energy into this women's North American title picture. So we need to break up. And I'm like, why? That is the weirdest shit. So you're telling me that your boyfriend battled his best friend and then took the NXT championship, all of this while being with you, but now you need to focus on a North American title and you're breaking up with the guy. Like, what the fuck? Like, why isn't
I love you, Maggie. Williams? I love you both.
Tell me what, like, why is Trick Williams being pissed off?
Like, I don't get it.
He battled so much. He was through crap in kayfabe, through a ton of crap, and now she's in a six-woman ladder match, and she's gonna need all the help she can get, by the way. All the help she can get. She can train with Trick. He can give her some pointers and everything. I mean, he was in the quarterfinal with the whole, you know, what the fuck was it called? You know, I don't remember the name of the match because, like, we've got it two times only. Like, at the end of the year, when, like, with the penalty boxes and everything, I forget the name of the match. But, like, he was a part of that. Like, he can give her, you know, what to do, what not to do, what to, you know, to expect. You know, it's a ladder match in NXT, and it's the women. Like, he can be of help. But no, a yarn beer throw. Why? Like, explain. Why is this happening?
It's one of those corny things where it's like the guy who is like the big name, top tier guy, and all of a sudden, you know, his significant other is like, oh, I can't do it, and everything. They're probably still together off camera and stuff, but I just think it's hilarious that Flash Legend is just tunnel vision on everything. But for, like, when she was dealing with Noam Dar for like 3 or 4 weeks, it was them going back and forth about Trick and her and Trick and stuff, and it's utterly, like you're pointing out, utterly ludicrous that this is going on. And then all of a sudden she's focusing on this match that is a possibility because of that. The six women's ladder match for that title is pretty stacked. So, I mean, it's ridiculous to see this. It didn't make any sense on Tuesday, even though it was a really good go home show, at which the consensus, including mine, which, you know, like you guys said, I'm a huge NXT fan. I'm probably the biggest one besides Corey on this, is that I literally believe that this go home on Tuesday show was probably one of the best ones since, and everybody's got me on this, since the Black and Gold era. Like, literally, it's like that strong because of how everything stacked out. But I mean, it didn't make any sense as a storyline. You just developed them for 3 or 4 weeks, and now it's done. It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's like half the stuff they do before, you know, all this stuff, since it's getting better and stuff, but it didn't make any sense.
Yes. Rob, what do you think about this match?
Well, I actually agree with you, which is what else is new, right? I have Fallon Henley. I think this is something they should go with because I think she will do really good with that title. And I think that a title on her would be beneficial. She's been, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, let's take Mia Yim out of the equation. She's been with NXT the longest, or like in the WWE the longest after that, I believe. So I just think that it would be, I just think, and it doesn't have anything to do with like time, like how long. I know I brought that up, but I just think she's due, you know, I do. And I think they should lead it. There's a reason they made her a heel. I think it's time to go with her. So that's why.
The one thing I wanted to point out, if you guys didn't notice about this match too, it's three different generations of NXT in this match. And the thing about it is that for me, I call it, they're calling eras now and stuff like that. You got the Black and Gold era, which is the golden age for me. The 2.0 is the Bronze Age. And now we're in the Renaissance Age of NXT. So, like, you have all these people in a ladder match, and it makes so much entertaining because of the fact that you go down the line of history NXT in this match.
Yeah. Yeah. So we will move on to our next match here. Let's go with tag team match. The Good Brothers taking on Axiom and Nathan Fraser.
The Blurry Boys.
Yeah. Maggie, let's start with you. Who you got?
This is a really tough one because I love A-Kid, a.k.a. Axiom, and Nathan Fillion, right? Did I get that right?
Nathan Fraser.
Nathan. There you go. I either call the guy Nathan Fillion or Brandon Fraser. Either one. So this is a tough one because I love Axiom and Nathan Fraser. Yeah, I said it correctly this time. I love them both. I love all their matches against each other. I feel like they're an awesome tag team. But they haven't been given time at all. It's been really weird. And I don't know what to think because they won the championships incredibly unexpected for me. And now I kind of feel like they haven't done anything. I know they have because I have it all in my notes here. I know they have, but it's just weird. Good Brothers, I don't know where they stand because they were a part of AJ Styles's, fake stuff on SmackDown, the retirement thing, the ruse. And then, we lost them again. And they didn't reference it at all this week on NXT. So it's kind of weird. I mean, they did attack each other on a merch stand, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, okay. That wasn't weird at all, whatsoever. I enjoy the new stuff that NXT are trying to, they're trying new stuff. And I will always be here for trying new stuff. And if it sticks, you can go with that. I'm going to go with Axiom and Fraser. But I really hate saying this, but I don't care much. And that's I don't want to say that ever again because it's the tag team championships and it's NXT. So what do you think, Pat?
The thing about it is that with this whole situation, and I want to go back because you mentioned about not liking how they got the tag team titles. You had Breaker and Corbin as the tag team holders, and you already knew Breaker was going up, Corbin was going to go up eventually and stuff like that. So you had to put it on Axiom, like you said, A-Kid and Frazier. This match, though, I really think it's time to break these guys up, even though they've had a good stint on it. I really do believe that the Good Brothers should have the NXT titles for the tag champions. And then eventually they go with somebody that builds it up. NXT is actually in the game to build people up. And the Good Brothers are in there to do so. So it makes more sense to give them the titles and stuff like that to actually build someone else up. But I think Frazier and Axiom need to be singles competitors. They had a great tag run. It was Frazier and Axiom's first titles to get titles. But those guys are a lot better as singles. I've said it before on record, and I'll say it again. Nathan Fraser should be the next, after this, after whatever happens coming down the pike, he should have a shot at the North American Championship because he's that good. And he's trained by Seth Rollins, so he is still that great. And it makes perfect sense that you put it on them for a good period of time. And I think the best way you extend that is go past Heatwave and see where the cards light up after they build a couple of tag teams. Gallus has to do the same thing.
There you go. Rob?
Well, I'm always part of the Good Brothers. I'm a Good Brothers guy. That said, Axiom and Fraser need this win. Because it puts them over even more, in my opinion. So I'm going with them. I don't know how. I'm very curious to see how this works out. I'm hoping that there's some. I usually never root for this, But I'm actually hoping for some kind of disqualification or something.
The only way they beat AOP is because Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate got involved.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm going. It's hard for me to pick against the Good Brothers, but I think it'd be kind of weird for them to hang around AJ with NXT titles if they're going to be hanging out with AJ pretty soon. I mean, we might find out tonight if that's the way they're going again.
Yeah.
So I think that'll tell me a lot.
And can I interject for a second too? Is that my point of me picking Mia Yim and the Good Brothers is that it will establish, you know, the NXT tag champions with the new North American champion for the women's side. All you have to do is let AJ go after a title, and it doesn't have to be North American, and you have a different version of Judgment Day, just you have it on a different brand.
Mm. Where's SmackDown tonight?
SmackDown is in, I looked at it yesterday and I already forgot. I'll find out.
Yeah, because if the Good Brothers have to be in
Louisville,
Las Vegas. Okay, so it's not too far. Okay.
Like, yeah, it's, I mean, that's not bad.
They're in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is Sean going?
Nope.
So, Pat, like, you mean that, you know, you want Mia Yim to have the North American Championship, you want the Good Brothers to have the Tag Team Championships, and you want AJ to go after another title. Does that title have to be in NXT?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It really doesn't. Because you guys are talking about, and can we get into this about the impact of stuff like that, and we'll get more in depth into it later. With that partnership, it would make so much sense if AJ wants to have one more run there. If he got a title there, you would have it perfectly between all around the brands. For me, that's why I see this as that. And plus, with NXT, there was a segment that I'll point out later that may have big implications down the line with both companies. So I'm excited for this. And to me, I've got a lot of stuff I've been holding back to talk to you guys about because you guys are very special to me, and that's why. So, but yeah, it makes perfect sense if NXT goes that and AJ goes to another area of wrestling and just gets something, and there you go. You have something very special that is probably never happened other than, you know, Kenny Omega doing his thing. But I'm talking about a whole group holding so many titles in one section and, you know, one person or whatnot. But yeah, for me, it makes perfect sense to have all of them having a title and it just to go forward, especially what's going on in the wrestling world right now.
All right. Let's go to our next match. Little Device taking on Shayna Baszler.
Man, I can't wait for this match.
Maggie, let's start with you.
It's gonna be so good. I mean, if they just let the women do what they can. So you guys, because like you're guys from the States and you're probably way more familiar with UFC than I am, MMA or whatever. This event as a whole is taking place in a different arena that has ever taken place before, right?
They just recently done NXT Underground, but yes.
No, she's talking about where it's taking place.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Vegas, the arena. USD, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this probably is because of, you know, the whole TKO thing. But both Lola Vice and Shayna Baszler being a part of an NXT Underground match just makes me happy because NXT Underground has been, for me, it's been absolutely okay because like Raw Underground was crap. I hated that. But again, kudos for them trying something different. But NXT Underground has hit it for me. It's been absolutely okay. And Shayna Baszler and Lola Vice being the two people to be a part of that. I mean, if they want to take it a step further and go to a fight pit match, that's absolutely okay, because I don't know if they've ever held a fight pit match for the women. I don't think they have. I have no memory of that, but Rob and I's memory are really crappy, so please never listen to us when it comes to, you know, history about you know, on shows. So it makes all the sense in the world if Lola Vice is the winner of this match, because you want to put over your young talent, right? But I kind of want Shayna Baszler to win. I kind of feel like WWE owe her so much, and they need to make up for years of awful booking on the main roster, which I am trying all my best not to be incredibly pissed about. I mean, the only good thing that they did for her was for her to go through all the women in the elimination chamber to a point where she eliminated absolutely every fucking one. And she was like a caged animal waiting for Asuka to, you know, just get out and get shit done. And then she turned around and started biting people. I'm pissed off. That's not how you do it. And then she and Zoe Stark, they win a number one contenders match on day one, by the way, on day one. That was January 1st for people who have no idea where that was. Yeah, so on day one, they won a number one contenders match. And then everyone forgot about that, like for months and months and months. I know this just may be all coincidences, but fuck that. Just, you know, give her a match. I mean, I feel like this is a pretty big deal. You know, NXT Underground, it's on a pay-per-view. NXT Battleground, it's on a, you know, shiny new arena that everyone's making a big deal about. I have no idea what that means because I don't watch MMA. So just give Shayna the win. I feel like this is the only time in which I will root for the veteran and not the newcomer, who needs to be brought up, you know. They're probably gonna give this to Lola Vice, but I will be rooting for Shayna Baszler.
I mean, it makes perfect sense for Shayna to actually win this. That's where I'm leaning towards, but they shouldn't be using Raw, the whole skit about NXT/Raw Underground. That's the way I look at it. They should be using, since it is in a UFC venue, the opportunity to use an UFC ring. That would make sense. And to add to the history of what you're saying, Maggie, is that there's never been a women's fight pit match. And the last one was actually Matt Riddle versus Ciampa, and where Ciampa's leg was actually wedged into the fight pit. And then there was one on the main roster also. It makes perfect sense to have Shayna win it.
Which was also, you know, Matt Riddle, right?
Yeah. So it was Seth Rollins Riddle. But it makes perfect sense. It's something that is, you know, very well used. And it's very good to use this the way it is. So hold on. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Rob, what do you think about this match?
I think, man, this is a tough one to choose because I think Lola Vice, it'll go a long ways for her win. All right.
I tried.
I think Lola Vice needs a victory. I think Lola Vice needs a victory pretty. I think it'd help her a lot more, and I think Shayna would be fine taking the loss, in my opinion.
But she's always taking losses. I know,
that's the thing. She's always
and
losing.
No, she will not be fine. She's never fine. Just give her something.
I do agree with that, too. Who did you pick to win?
I know that they're going to give this to Lola Vice, and I know that this is the best decision. Like, this is the decision that they have to do. But I will be rooting for Shayna Baszler.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just give it to Shayna. I think Shayna gets the win here. And the reason why is I think shenanigans happens. Like something happens where...
As a whole, I don't feel like they gave us enough time to get used to Lola Vice and Shayna Baszler being, you know, this team.
Yeah.
And we just got it and then they broke up. And their breakup was kind of underwhelming to me. And they're trying to make it a big deal. And I'm like, why is this a big deal? Like, they were together for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we do have a super chat from my good friend, Chris Doc Mueller. He says, hi, Shayna should win because I like Shayna.
Well, and we like you, Doc. Oh, so, look at us.
Yeah.
What a thought. Well, I'm not on my, you know.
It worked for Jeremy the other day, so damn it. Let's do it again. Come on.
Just do the hard thing. Do the hard thing. Do it better.
I've heard that before.
Why are you holding in your hand that's, you know, providing?
I have Skittles in my hand. Sorry. Skittles.
You're eating? I'm working with fucking children?
You are working with fucking
children. And you're
old
and you're tired?
Wow, what did I come out of nowhere for?
At least when I chew, I have it on mute. So I'm a professional at least.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I had to help Amanda with her braces and stuff, so I apologize.
So, anyways, let's move on to our next match because we are nothing but professional here. The North American title match. Wes Lee taking on Oba Femi and Joe Cavi. Oba defending his title. Oba's going to win.
Of course.
Oba.
Wow, I'm in the minority. I think it's going to be Wes. They're so high on Wes and stuff. They literally have a plan set up. Oba's probably had about under 10 matches or so, but they still have an idea what they have. If the way one of the matches go the way I think it is, I think, you know, Joe Coffey takes the pin with Wes winning it and Oba being on the outside. That would make sense because you need Oba to be a lot more stronger after going towards the NXT championship. That's the way it's shaping on it. I hate to say it. It seems like they're doing the Braun Breaker thing with Oba, where they just literally shot him out of a cannon in order for him to carry that title. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. If history is repeating itself, they might as well do it that way.
Well, I actually, I'm going to agree with you for half of that. I do feel like Joe Coffey is going to get pinned here, but by Oba Femi. I feel like they shouldn't take that title off of Oba Femi at all for at least 3 years. Like that's
I don't
he
think
needs
that
to
happen.
Be champion for at least I'm over, you know.
I know.
You know. For dramatic effect, you know, I'm exaggerating for dramatic effect, but I feel like because back in the day when Keith Lee was North American champion and then he was NXT champion and then he just like let go of the North American championship, I feel like they should like damage control here, okay? I hated the way that he just gave away that title and it's still leaving a sour taste in my mouth. So this Oba Femi for me is a dominant North American champion and he needs to carry that championship forward. He's one of the best things on NXT right now because like ever since he came, like you knew that this was going to be something special. The guy has it, and he's like 24?
I don't remember how old he was.
He is 26.
Like 26. Like 10 years younger than me. So, like, that's unfair. But,
Let's not go into age considering my age.
Yeah, but, like, I'm the youngest here, so, like, I can... That's exactly my point, by the way. I feel like Oba Fenny retains here. Rob?
Yep, I have Oba winning. But, I mean, you make a good point about having it being a triple threat match, because that way he could be protected from not taking the pin. However, I think they're just going to keep that title on him still. The other thing, too, is just to add some stats to your question or what you brought up earlier, is Oba's had 16 matches since he's won the title at Stand and Deliver.
Well, I mean, how, you know how bad I am with stats for the most
part. No, I'm just letting you know. Like, I mean, so I was just pointing it out there that they put him on TV quite a bit. So,
and the other point I also have to make is that if Oba retains, who do you have him facing at Heatwave? Like, if you keep Wes and out of that equation at the end of the match, there's Oba's opponent for Heatwave. It makes perfect sense. But if you give the title to Wes, you have Oba chasing after Wes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, unless they feel like, you know, the only thing I could say, like, is if they do this, if they feel like they're ready for him to go with Trick already at Trick Williams, which I don't think they are. That's a, I mean, I don't know. Cause I think, I just don't picture that happening yet. I think Oba's going to win. So we'll have to see though, but.
I'm looking forward to that match, by the way. It's going to be a real slapper. I feel like this entire show will be incredibly good.
Yeah, I've got stuff I want to point out, too. For me, and we're going to go through the card, obviously, with this prediction stuff. But for me, and I'm going to be the one out there, I don't know if Cordy would agree with me or not. It'd be great to get his thoughts eventually. But this is the way this pay-per-view is stacked. I'm not calling it PLE. I absolutely am old enough to not say that. But this has a feeling, and I've said this before on the NXT review live watch along that I do. I've said it last night. This actually has a feel of Brooklyn, NXT Brooklyn with Sasha and Bayley. If you look at the card from top to bottom, you had Tyler Breeze versus Juice and Thunder Liger. You have those components in between this one. It has that feel of a takeover, and it's about damn time.
It's going to be a really fun show. Yeah.
Let's move on to our next match. This one I'm very excited for.
Oh, yes.
Ethan Page making his NXT in-ring debut against Trick Williams.
Willie, Trick Willy Wonka.
Oh my god, that's the first time I ever heard that.
Trick Williams is gonna get the win. I'll go and just say it.
He mentioned that on the show, like when he was a part of, you know, on the Metaphor, he said Trick Willy Wonka.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why it's like,
no, I'm telling Pat because, like,
he said that
I know I heard him say it, but from hearing it from your end and your perspective on saying that, I'm like, oh my god,
it's really funny. It's really good. Yeah, okay.
And, well, so, the reason why Trick Williams is going to win, because I've said it before, is WWE has a history of not letting, for the most part, Jade Cargill is one of the recent exceptions. WWE does not tend to let people come in from different companies and win their match right away.
I honestly did not think that's the case. I think it's kind of a little torn for me just for personal reasons. Like, you know, went to Battleground 2 years ago, Rob suggested me to go to do so. And it's one of those things where it's like at that end of that show, it made something that happened more special. Being said, it with Trick, it that little special thing that happened at the Lowell Battleground show they did, it I have something invested in personally for it, but the common sense for me thinks it's going to be Ethan because Trick is better chasing after a title than, you know, holding it. He's been a great champion, you know, for after he beat Carmelo and Ilya and stuff. But I think it's time for him to chase after that title again and make it a focus and make him stronger because of the fact that he's doing a great job with it, but he can even get better. And Ethan right now is one of those people that's red hot coming in, and you would make it a better prediction and make it that title a lot better and have Trick and him go at it one more time. There's multiple ways this can go, but I'm just leaning towards Ethan just because of the fact that the way that story has set up for the last couple of weeks, and especially how Ava reacted body language wise, like she was like leaning back and didn't want to deal with any of it and just looked like she regretted actually doing this. It makes me feel like Ethan has all the cards in this and he'll pull whatever tricks he needs to.
Okay. No. No.
I'll say this much. There's a very few times where you guys disagree with me, and there's a lot of times I agree with you.
That is absolutely fine. Like having different opinions is absolutely 100% normal thing. But this is me. Like I'm saying all of this as a big Ethan Page fan. For me, the way that they should have gone here is for them to make this a triple threat with Noam Dar being a part of the match and Noam Dar being the one to get pinned by Trick Williams. Because I do feel like Trick Williams will retain here. He cannot lose that championship so early. Like, people haven't gotten used to him holding that championship. Like, I know that he's defended the championship a lot, but like not that lot. I know that's grammatically incorrect, but I don't give a fuck. So I'm gonna bet on Trick Williams here, and it leaves a sour taste in my mouth because it's Ethan Page. I adore Ethan Page. The guy still owes me a couch. Julian, please, you owe me a couch. So it's a hard decision for me to make. I can't wait for a bigger audience to look at Ethan Page. And
oh yeah, I like it. Sorry.
Did you wait it to swallow all the Skittles and then?
No, I didn't have any that time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have any.
Okay.
I just kept my mouth shut. So, for once.
Then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought of like Booker T.
I like her, like,
oh yeah, I like it.
So, yeah, you know. that's fine.
I find
I find that
so cringe. Now I find it actually like hilarious. So,
but like I said, okay. For me, my heart's telling me one thing, my logic is tying in the other. So it's like they have a history, like you said. They don't usually give somebody that comes in other than Jade, but who says that history can't repeat itself with, you know, Ethan getting this, especially with Impact in the background? It, like, you could do so much with that.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So we have 2 for Trick and 1 for Ethan on that one. Mm-hmm. All right.
We love being the minority in this. This is so much fun.
We go to our main event. Roxanne Perez taking on TNA Knockouts champion Jordynne Grace.
Maggie, I want to hear you guys.
Let's start you think
first, because I have a whole thing to say about this.
I'm incredibly pissed off and really looking forward to this match. And it's a weird combination, and I know. I'm looking forward to the match. What?
Hate watching? No, it's not really a hate watch. You're just...
No, it's not a hate. No, no, no. It's an anxiety, love, and hatred at the same time. So Jordynne Grace is one of my heroes. I adore the woman. It is probably the reason why I still keep up with TNA. Her and Josh Alexander. And that is it. That is it. So I'm pissed off because she's probably going to lose here. And I love Roxanne Perez, Roxy. I really love her. Anyone that reminds me a teeny tiny amount of AJ Lee, I'm gonna love her. So it's gonna be a weird match. I'm going to call for a time limit draw here because I don't want none of the women, you know, to win. I think one of the reasons why I think Roxanne is winning is because if they would have made it a title for title, like it's only Roxanne's championship is on the line. If Jordynne Grace was going to win, I feel like it was going to be a title for title. So I'm the best case scenario for me will be a time limit draw. The thing that I think that will happen in the future is against all odds, Tatum Paxley is actually the one to answer that open challenge that Jordynne Grace will be having. Because they did, you know, the whole thing backstage. Mm-hmm. And Paxley did her weird, you know, thing that she did with Lyra, you know, about the championship and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty much hands down the match I'm looking forward to the most on this pay-per-view. Yeah, I'm going to go with Roxanne Perez or a time limit draw. One of the rare instances where a time limit draw will not make me mad because it's the lesser of two evils. I don't want to see Jordynne Grace getting pinned. No, no, I'm not going to stand for that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I would love to see Roxanne win. I think it'd be like huge, obviously it'd be huge because who would ever thought we'd see somebody not under WWE contract. Technically, like, I mean, she's technically under contract right now for these dates that she agreed to. It would just blow my mind. I want Jordynne to win, but I'm not expecting her to win. I think I would be 100% okay with a time limit draw here too. But I think Roxanne will do something to win, like cheat or something to win.
Of course, yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, is my I'm going back to I still think it's going to be Natalya, but that depends if she resigns by then to be the mystery opponent. If not, I could see it being Tatum for sure. And it still could be Tatum, even if Natalya does resign before them. But I'm excited to see where this goes. It's pretty exciting to see WWE working with a company like TNA. I mean, who would have ever thought we'd see something like this? I mean, we saw it last year, obviously, you know, with Jordynne Grace in the Rumble. We saw it this year with Jordynne Grace in the Rumble, but I mean, when we saw it 2 years ago with Mickie James in the Rumble, I mean, that was a big, big deal then. So it's just pretty cool to see. And I really hope they keep a working relationship going between both companies and we see something go on between the two. And like I said last week, I'm my fingers are crossed. Slammiversary. Give me Moose versus AJ Styles. Give it to me. So.
Now, I don't want Moose pinning AJ Styles.
No, that's why AJ's going to win. He's going to get that one last time.
Yeah, TNA championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he's going to go out with WWE. He's going to get that title.
That's the reason, right?
Yeah. That's how I see it. Let me live in fantasy land, okay? I like it.
I'm going to let you do that as Pat explains the thing that he's waiting for.
So yeah. Jordynne Grace comes out 2 weeks ago. Literally, I'm on air doing my thing. I literally, when Ava came out, I was like, it has to be somebody on the roster. It has to be someone on the main roster stuff. My brain was going on. I didn't expect Jordynne Grace. I was literally like, oh, my holy. Me and Rob were texting each other, and me and him were like, oh, my God. It was just all in caps, both sides. Being said, the way they're shaping this relationship up between Jordan with the dates she has and stuff, and I can see them extending that depending on how things go, Jordan's going to win this title. Now, TNA has a history of letting other promotions having their championship title. Kenny Omega is a good example. Jordan having the Knockouts Championship and the NXT Championship could set up. You guys talk about Tatum at the with her open challenge. I wouldn't be surprised if Roxy comes back and gets after the Knockouts Championship. There's a history between these two, too. They were actually in Ring of Honor and faced each other also. So there's that also in the background that they know each other pretty well. So I wouldn't be surprised that I'm pretty much in the vast consensus on most
have
of this.
Have they faced each other in Ring of Honor?
Yes, they have.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a source that says that, that is technically my boss on his stuff. But it's literally one of those things that it makes perfect sense to me. It makes it where you have the NXT title also on, you know, isn't TNA on Thursday nights too?
TNA, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes it that title it more viable and watching for different viewers. Like someone said, that person being a casual fan, they would be interested in watching TNA if NXT belt was on there because they watch NXT. So it's like if, you know, AEW had something to do with a different promotion like New Japan, the person who watches primarily New Japan would go over towards, as a casual fan, would go to AEW and start watching it. It to me, it makes sense. You give Jordan the belt, and then you have her have the Knockouts Championship come over here, and then at Slammiversary, you have it like an all or nothing kind of deal, and eventually something else happens. I know, Rob. I know.
I just looked. There's no match between those two. Jordan
Grace. I was told there was.
Well, I looked at Cage Match and I looked at other places. So there's nothing.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, that's
no,
fine.
I'm just saying. Like,
so, like, that's going to be their first match with each other. Okay.
I like the fact that Rob will actually pull me aside and say, you know, you're wrong, right?
Oh, I do that all the time. You should see what I do with Caden. And I wish he was watching because I tell him he's wrong about whatever he's thinking about right now.
I'm thinking about Brody and what he's doing right now, actually, besides all this. So it's what I call his daddy duty in my head, too. So
yeah, sure.
Maggie, never mind. Maggie wants Tom Hardy on daddy's duty, but that's a whole different story.
And the funny part is that big business, I was trying to take a picture of Warlow and send it to her. It just because I was there, and it literally, I was trying to zoom in on this.
People do that. Like, yeah. I love people sending me photos of Wardlow. Like, that's so generous. I love you guys. Keep sending them. That's really great. Yes. Yeah. So continue like saying everything before you know the whole.
But it literally it'll give that wow factor even longer, especially if they extend it. You could have that open challenge, like I said, it could be Roxy after she loses the title and she carries the Knockout title. And then you do a huge thing at Slammiversary with both companies. Rob mentioned about AJ and Moose. I think it was Moose, right? That has the title now. I think that personally, if especially that tweet is out, you know, Drew wants to have a match back there. Him and Moose could go out.
Joe Henry.
And then if Drew wins and brings it over and AJ gets it that way and stuff in a TNA ring, there's multiple parts on this. It's so much fun as a wrestling. This is literally, this is like, besides saying Renaissance and NXT, this is literally, because I've gone through all these eras, is a Renaissance era in wrestling, because you can never go wrong with every promotion out there. You got free with, you know, GCW, you know, WWE and with their NXT brands. But I'm going to put this out there about NXT seriously, and people are probably going to call me out on this. NXT, to me, obviously being an NXT fan and just all-around wrestling fan, NXT right now, top to bottom, has one of the best women's divisions in the world.
That's true. Right
now.
One's going to dispute that. Like, TNA previously, Impact, they had – a wonderful Knockouts roster. And this was the reason why I was so glad that AEW had that whole partnership with Impact back in the day, you know, 3 years ago, because I wanted them to have, you know, interactions between AEW's women's roster and the Knockouts division. And they did none of that. And I was pissed off because, you know, the Virtuoso was there. Well, she's in AEW right now and they're practically doing nothing with her. So, like, that's, so there you go. Again, I'm going to give it time. But Jordynne Grace being in NXT, I'm just incredibly, incredibly proud. Once again, I'm going to enjoy the match. I will pop out of my mind if Jordynne Grace wins here. So am I right in hearing that you're going with Jordynne Grace, Pat?
Yeah, to me, it makes perfect sense as a business side of it, too. Okay. Also thought in my head is, obviously, we're talking about this, it runs quick, is that you can even have it, like, two of these belts go after each other at Heat Wave. Like, there's different places they can do this and stuff. I mean, there's multiple people that can go through it. Hell, you could have, and I wanted to point this out because they had a segment with this. I wouldn't be shocked that if you have Jordynne Grace win that title, and there's one name we didn't mention in the open challenge, and that would be Mia Yim, because they were talking in the background about how great it was to see each other. But Mia could be one of those people that goes into TNA for that open challenge too. So
that's actually a really good shout out. Yeah.
There's so many things that they can do. They can do Tatum and Jordynne. They can do, but I think, you know, you got Mia going in that open challenge spot. Just, you know, you can even have, like, bring Naomi down to do that and just have it a rematch like they did it back in a few months ago. So, I mean, I'm loving this partnership. I think it's a breath of fresh air because of the fact that it gives you different parameters, different looks. I even said that it would be pretty cool to see Josh Alexander in an NXT ring at least once while they're doing this.
I'm going to love it. Yeah. I'm going to love that.
Well, Throwback, plug your shits.
Well, I've been trying to get Wicked Crazy Pinfalls back up, but, you know, with everything going on in people's schedule, it's pretty hard. But I'm one of the co-hosts on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Network's NXT show. We do that every Tuesday. We do a watch along. You know, I cover other things with them for NXT. Also, you know, hit up the Twitch. It's Throwback. It's right there. Throwback 978. And I still call it Twitter. I can't call it X. It is still
no one calls it that way.
Yeah, Throwback 978. Also, check out Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast on their Twitch, and also they have a Twitter on that and YouTube. I still have my YouTube with these lovely people on there. You could check it out at Throwback 27 on the YouTube, or what my stepson's on the Boob Tube. It's just, there's so much stuff going on right now, so many moving parts, and I've said this before and I've said it again, it's been amazing to have you guys in my life. It's even been better because without you guys being a part of my history, especially with what I've done in the past, and you've guys said it before, I am the NXT of this whole podcasting thing.
You are.
And
you are.
I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate some of the stuff Maggie's done on that show with, you know, certain things. I mean, with what's happened to me in the last couple of months, I'm more grateful with my life and everything. And that's why I'm open with you guys even more, because without you guys and my family and Amanda and stuff like that, there wouldn't be a Throwback. They would just be me. That's it.
Well, thanks, man, for tuning in for joining us. And we'll have you on again.
We appreciate
sometime.
You a ton, Throwback. Just so you know, we are going to need you to, you know, hang in there. I'm sorry for, you know, not having, you know, other ways of saying it, but I'm trying it myself, okay? I'm trying it myself. It's really hard, but we're gonna
get past this. And just to appreciate, like, if anybody does go in that back catalog for the YouTube and stuff, the one person I have to, besides you, Meg, I have to be a really appreciative, because there wouldn't be Wicked Crazy, is Rob. And I've said it before and I said it again. Rob is one of the closest people I have stateside besides a couple of people. But without Rob pushing me, I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff. So if anybody looks at the back catalog and stuff, look at the stuff that me and Rob done. I haven't said this in a while. Rob, I'm very proud of doing In the Mix with you. That is one of the shows that I literally would rush home when I was working just to make it on time. And I wouldn't change the world of the conversations we have had with both of you and also with Rob. So I pretty much want to say this. I love you both and do a good deed, pay it forward for you guys. I am so proud of you guys.
All right, man. We appreciate you. So thank you for so much. Those kind words.
Please hug Brody for us.
Oh yeah. He's a tank. I'll make sure of that.
All right, man. We will see you soon.
All right. Love you guys.
Peace. All right. Let's move on to our little Cooper effect. Ready, Maggie?
Yes. Sorry. So, a wonderful thing that a beautiful white stork was spotted recently flying over English County. And not only would no one alive today be able to remember the last time that happened, but none of their grandparents would either. Neither would any of their grandparents, and probably none of theirs, because this stork came back to England after 600 years of being extinct. So,
you know who did see it? Bobby Fish. Sorry.
Did not see that coming. Bravo to you. So, okay, listen, whatever the fuck I say after that, it's not going to be worth it. Okay, listen up. We love storks here in Bulgaria because, like, they're a part of a huge tradition around March. So do you, like, are storks a thing over at the States? Like, I know that you guys think that storks bring your babies. But like, that's is that for people who have no idea what a peepee is or like a hoo-ha?
Wow. First off, storks.
I used friendly words. Okay, I didn't say penis or vagina.
Storks are a thing.
Okay.
We love pickles here.
Okay, a stork holding a pickle. Yep. Tell me that's not phallic.
That's the mascot for Vlasic pickles here in the States. I don't know. I assume those pickles are available in other countries. I don't know.
I've never seen that mind. Before in my life.
I'm not a great pickle mind. MJF, if we can ever get him on the show, he'd be a perfect person to talk about pickles with.
Yeah, but, sure. But I don't think I remember what a pickle looks like, but like that's a totally different conversation.
I had a dill pickle yesterday. That was pretty good.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the actual pickle. I don't know what the hell you went to. But,
that is totally fine. It's not like we've done, you know, it's our first day. And it's happened before.
Yeah, it's happened. I mean, storks are a thing here, you know. I mean,
okay, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Storks there's are also really a movie good. Called The Storks, or just Storks.
What?
The DreamWorks movie.
Oh, there's a movie about storks? Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. Let's see here.
What year is it from?
Oh, God. I need to check that. Probably, what, 2018-ish, I would say, maybe? Maybe.
That is really recently.
Yeah, so
it's a new movie about storks. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it, I don't know. Anyways,
let's talk about AJ Styles, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on, please.
Yeah, from storks. Yeah. So what happened last Friday, Rob, was that AJ Styles came out in a suit. And I was like, not buying that shit. I'm so not buying it. And then because like he was alluding to everything that he was about today, you know, with Nick Aldis and everyone.
That got me.
Jesus Christ. I love our fans of coexisting. Okay, moving on. So AJ came out in a suit. He took Gallows and Anderson, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Carl and Anderson is a whole different situation. Yeah, he took him to the ring. They two-suited for, you know, one last time, quotation marks. Yeah. He said he missed a lot of shit, you know, family-wise. He wants to be a phenomenal father. Father. So, he asks Cody to come to the ring, and Cody takes about 8 minutes to go to the ring. Tell me that's not a heel move. In Cody's mind, AJ Styles is currently retiring from wrestling, and he takes out 8 minutes of this entire thing for his entrance and his pyro and everything. That's a dick move. That is a total dick move. Cody's a heel, and you guys know it. So, AJ Styles says that SmackDown will forever be the house that he built, but he has no trouble handing over the keys. And then he kicked him. Did he kick him in the dick hole? No, he didn't. No, he just hit him. Yeah, he larried his ass. Because, like, you knew that, because, like, they were raising each other's hands to, you know, different sides of the audience. And I was like, okay, now I'm waiting for it. Because, like, they made it totally clear that something was about to happen. So AJ Styles absolutely destroys Cody. He destroys the guy. He gives him a Styles Clash from the top of, you know, the steps onto the floor outside of the ring. There you go. You know, shout out to James Ellsworth for taking that wrong. He didn't. Yeah, he tucked his head.
Yeah, he couldn't take it on the chin, could he?
Yeah, sure. So. Tuck your head every time you take a move, except for the Styles Clash, sweetie. Yeah. Way to go. You're on the roll today.
I love it.
Fine.
Oh, man.
We're probably going to get AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes again. I'm absolutely for that because their match was a thing of beauty for me. It was plus the crowd in France just made it
France
made it a way more exciting than it already was. So I'm all here for another match between the two. I'm glad that AJ Styles silenced a lot of doubters because clearly he had a lot of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they'll please retire. No. You retire. You're ash.
Anybody says AJ Styles should retire deserves a backhand. This is what they deserve.
They deserve mint in their chocolate.
Well, I don't think they should be rewarded, but
I think they should be rewarded.
Oh, God. All right. So anyways, basically, like, a lot of people, or at least I know, I think it was Subi said it, but maybe it was, I'm not going back, Corey might have said it, but going back into the chat, when he came out in that suit, it's like, I know, we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was, and Sean Rossap interviewed Mark Henry earlier this week, and he asked Mark about that, and Mark said that AJ sent him a text afterward, and he said, I hope I made you proud. And Henry said that brought that his eyes welled up from that. So that was pretty cool. So
great.
And if you haven't yet checked that interview out, it is really good. It is really good, very solid. He there's a part in there where Mark Henry says, you'll never hear somebody say Mark Henry shit on people, shit on someone. Well, maybe Ahmed Johnson and Ryback. Oh, it was good. But no, check that interview out. It was really solid. And, you know, it was just really good. He talks about like how he got involved with MLW so quickly after his AEW contract. He talked about his kid, Jacob Henry, who's going to be going to the University of Oklahoma. And he talked about if Jacob wants to be a wrestler afterwards, he told him that he wants him to travel the world first, like to wrestle around the world before he tries to be a mainstream wrestler in the States. He wants him to do the things that he did not get to do. He wants him to learn other styles and learn from other, like being in other locker rooms, stuff like that. And he talked about some of his favorite segments that he did on Raw. Like he talked about when he filmed with Mae Young in China. He said the China date that he went on was one of his favorites. He just had a good time filming that. So it was a really good interview. And you could hear him defend Denise from Sean, you know, so that was good. It was just really
solid.
Yeah. It was a really solid interview. It was one of my favorites, and Mark Henry's just awesome. So check it out. It was really good, but we will move on to AEW.
MJF.
Yeah, MJF. He decided to kick off, or did he? No, he didn't kick off the show, did he?
No, he did.
No, yeah. He did? Okay, I couldn't remember. I always get confused, like, at the beginning, because they always feel like they kick off with a match, so I can't remember. Yeah, notes would help, but that lasted about, what, 2 weeks for me? So, but...
Then you erased them by accident?
Yeah, that's probably what did it. But, yeah, tell us what you think about those... That MJF.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you noticed, but he came out of the heel tunnel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He decided to put everyone on notice. He said that Okada obviously couldn't afford a gym membership. The bastard. He called out the Young Bucks also. Because, you know, clearly Jack Perry being one, a part of the Elite, and Jack Perry and MJF were all pillars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then he said that Swerve skipped his public speaking course. And then he said that Will Ospreay... He liked the word bruv, but said that he wasn't the GOAT at all. And then he started, you know, naming different wrestlers who were considered to be the GOAT. And the common denominator being that MJF beat them all in matches. So that would make him the best in the world. So Roosh came out just like, you know, last week's segment, because, you know, he had a pre-taped backstage response to MJF coming back. This is a good thing. Have we seen MJF and Roosh before? Mm-hmm. Again, my memory sucks. So I wouldn't know. Even if we did have that match. So I'm excited for this mainly because I feel like I haven't seen Roosh in a match in ages. I know that he's fought on television recently. I know. But MJF, I've missed that guy in the ring.
Okay, so technically they've been in a match together, but it was, I think, when MJF was the devil. So it wasn't really... So if somebody wants to get technical and be a jackass about it, then yeah, they've been in a match together, but...
Okay.
Yeah, they really haven't, in my opinion.
That's fine. I'm excited to see MJF back. MJF being back has kind of, you know, injected some life into AEW for me, like for my viewing experience personally, because there's still a what?
You're saying J-E-F-F, J-A-R-R, E-T-T did not do it for you?
I will quit this show right now, Rob.
So it'd be just existing with Rob. Okay.
Yes, don't existing want that. With Rob, and you're going to have a monologue. Yeah, well, watch your mouth, Robert.
Demographics would go way down.
Yeah.
Be like me and
sure.
Me.
As I was saying, there's still, for me, there's still a big piece that's missing from AEW, and that for will forever be Kenny Omega. Yes, I miss Kenny so much, but MJF being back is a good, is it, like, again, it's absolutely wonderful, and I have no idea what will happen in the Owen, because then we find out that Bryan Danielson will be a part of the Owen Cup tournament.
Yeah.
And again, we still have the knowledge from Tony Khan that the winner of the Owen will main event. Well, I shouldn't say main event Wembley, because like they say, he said that they'll get championship opportunities at Wembley. Did he say specifically AEW title?
No, I think so. I think it said AEW.
Okay, that's fine.
I believe so.
Me not paying attention is nothing new. Yeah, so...
Me too.
For me, because I'm biased, and Rob and I will both be attending Wembley this year, I'm kind of selfish, and I want to see Bryan Danielson in the main event of Wembley. Versus Swerve, yes. Not seeing Bryan Danielson wrestle at last year's All In was, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from that. So I want to see the guy wrestle. I mean, it's basically his last year in the ring. I've been on this show saying that Bryan Danielson has been losing a lot, and he has been losing all the big ones. I feel like an Owen Cup tournament win will actually be better for him and for his character. And, like, I don't know. Like, just give the guy a win, because, like, we know everything that Bryan Danielson is capable of in the ring. But like, yes, making his last year, full year in the ring, be like this isn't fair.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson also mentioned a lot of matches that he's lost and won, and he said squat about Zack Sabre Jr. And I feel attacked. And I'm sure that Kate is also feeling attacked a bit. Yeah. I was waiting for him to mention Zack Sabre Jr. He didn't mention Zack Sabre Jr. And I don't think that Zack Sabre Jr. should take this shit. Because Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson at this year's Wrestle Kingdom was the best match ever. Such a wonderful match.
It was technical, a banger.
Technical orgasm. That's what it was. Technical. So I'm sure that they will have a third match sooner or later, because both matches were won by pinfall. I expect the third one to be won by submission. And it should also be won by Zack Sabre Jr. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I was looking to see where exactly. I knew he was from the United Kingdom. I just wasn't sure, like, where Sabre was from. Because he would be a perfect perfect person for Danielson to say, I welcome you, even though he's part of TMDK, like just to say, I welcome you into the Blackpool Combat Club. But that don't work.
I mean, I feel like Kate should buy us all TMDK jackets.
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay. If Bobby Lashley sends Kate a suit, and I will make that happen. Yes. What?
Yeah, I know. I just would not picture it. I just did not expect you to go to Bobby Lashley out of like Zack Sabre.
Yeah, Jr. yeah. Because like Kate has been pushing for Bobby Lashley to send Kate a suit on SmackDown post shows on Fightful every Friday after SmackDown.
Sure.
She's been pretty vocal. She wants that suit, and she's been wanting it for like close to a year now.
Hey, since you brought up the SmackDown post show, shout out to Alexis Cardoza's daughter who just graduated police academy. She's going to be a police officer where she lives in the East Coast area. So congratulations to her. That's awesome, and congratulations to him. So. That's really
I'm
cool.
sure that he's so fucking proud of her daughter.
Oh,
of
absolutely.
His daughter.
So yeah. I saw the picture he posted, I think, on Instagram. Maybe it was Twitter. I don't know. But yeah, congratulations. So happy for them. So that was awesome. Anyways, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I didn't want to forget.
That's fine. So after Bobby Lashley sends Kate a suit, Kate will send me a TMDK jacket because I'm poor. I can obviously, afford crappy hair dryers, which will be sent back. I am sending it back. And they will give me a refund. So, like, that's,
you know,
that's
yeah.
fine here.
And maybe, just maybe we will all get TMDK jackets and maybe.
And
Fightful TMDK jackets.
Sit in a row on, at Wembley with TMDK jackets. And Brian Danielson was like, hey!
Or we can get some of Tom Campbell's Mel Coleman bootleg money.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Also, at some point, go and watch Tom Campbell's interview with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, that was great. And Drew McIntyre confirmed that he does believe in Joe Henry. And not only that, he is proud of Joe Henry. That was really cool.
Such a wonderful shout out, by the way. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm sure that it meant a lot to Joe Henry himself.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, let's go ahead and have you plug your shit because I have a joke today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. If you've seen this throughout the show and have no idea what it is, I had some blood tests done and the crazy old lady popped my vein. And it looks gruesome, by the way. I don't know if you can see it on camera, but it's it looks really, really bad. She was like around 50 years old. You would think that she can take blood with her eyes closed, but no. She didn't. Like, look at my arm. I look like a drug user.
Well, we do that at Fightful, supposedly.
Yeah, like, it's not cocaine, okay?
Well, if you're shooting yourself up, go ahead. Who cares?
Right?
What?
Plug your shit and then the joke.
Okay. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X, or Twix, as we call it in the business. You can also find me on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. Every Friday, like you are watching right now, I do this great show with this lovely lady right here, Maggie. It's called Coexisting with Rob and Maggie, of course. Eventually, we haven't brought it up in a while, but eventually, Coexisting After Dark will come back.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so, but it will be back. One way or another, but want to say thank you for tuning in today, Maggie.
Subscribe to Fightful Select, please.
Yes, subscribe to Fightful Select. Now, Maggie, I'm going to let chat decide if I tell this joke and yourself, because this one is a inappropriate joke. But
like this entire show?
Yeah. So if the chat wants to hear it and you want to hear it, I will tell it.
Like, that's fine. As long as it's not offensive or racist.
Because that way I can't get fired if people want it. You know, that's why. But
oh, so you're like, you're blaming it on our fans.
Yeah. Correct? Yeah. That way. Yeah. So
yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm hoping they protect me a little bit here. So if you guys want to hear this joke, let me know before we go off the air.
I don't know. Just like say the damn thing, as long as it's not offensive.
Well, that's the thing. I don't. Okay. Soupy says he'll take the heat. So that's good enough. All right. You ready?
Okay. Careful.
I got to get it where I can see your face after I tell the joke. So one second.
Okay.
Maggie?
Okay.
What's the difference between a refrigerator and a butthole?
The refrigerator doesn't moan when you take the meat out of it?
The refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull the meat out. Damn it, Maggie. You must have heard this joke before. Son of a bitch. Did you hear that joke before or what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, son of a bitch. No wonder. I'm not.
Well, that's fine. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, well, now I got to go find another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be this level of inappropriate?
I hope so. Well?
Okay.
So now everybody gets to wait. So you get to keep talking while I go look for a joke. So please talk.
Talk about what?
Anything. You have to. You ruined it. So go ahead and talk about something.
I didn't. So I know a joke for once.
I'm just giving you shit.
Like I ruin it?
Jesus. I'm just giving you shit. I just need something to. Okay. Here we go. I think I got one.
Okay.
All right. How does a woman scare her gynecologist? By becoming a ventriloquist.
That'll be a neat little trick.
Yeah.
Now, right. now I have to go and try it. Bye, guys. bye, guys. Like Jericho, you know.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Got it on. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Peace out, everyone.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.